Very good morning and welcome to Thursday's show with me, Suzanne Radford, and my co-host, George Stothard. Good morning to you, George.
Hello.
And our regular visitor to the show, Helen Spearman, deputy editor of What's On magazine. Good morning to you.
Good morning, both. Lovely to see you.
It's good to see you too. And yeah, we're going to be bringing you some hot things to do this weekend and the coming weeks. Of course, we like to talk food, people and places on a Thursday. So, Helen, a happy birthday, belated happy birthday.
Thank you, Suzanne.
You had your big 3-0 last week.
I did. I'm 30 and 1 week.
How is it in your 30s?
Do you know what? I'm actually really enjoying it.
Yeah?
So far, so good. I had such a nice birthday that I think it started things really, really well. I was quite tempted to do nothing and just ignore it. And just, you know, enjoy the presents.
You should have seen the Facebook messages for about 3 months before this birthday, right? Suicidal.
There might have been a little bit of anguish. Let's just say. But it was fantastic. So on my birthday, I took the day off work because a couple of years ago there was an incident on my 28th where I spent the whole day crying at my desk or crying in the toilets. So our editor
because
Mark,
of your birthday,
because of my birthday. So editor Mark said that I was forever forbidden to work on my birthday.
Good, it worked then. That was a good ploy.
It was great. So I took the day off. My parents came to town. We went to Rivington Grill for lunch. Went down to Amara Spa, the original Sukal Baha, which was gorgeous.
The original.
The original.
went to the Madame at one.
The Dubai original. And they even brought me a sticky toffee pudding with happy 18th birthday Helen on it.
And lots of pictures, lots of photos of that.
Placating the brat.
And then went down to the spa and then had a lovely, lovely dinner at the new Ruth's Chris in the marina. And then we got a double-decker big bus company bus all the way down to Karama and had a kind of nightclub down there. So it was brilliant.
How wonderful does that sound?
It was great.
You made the most of that day, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And now I've got the slight post-blues birthday blues because people have stopped giving me presents and stopped writing nice things.
Only one of those people that has a week-long birthday.
Yes, my 18th lasted a fortnight, which my parents haven't let me forget.
And it just gets less and less the older you get.
No.
There we go. So let's get into it. Let's get stuck into our food with What's On magazine. So what have we got in this month's issue?
Well, with Ramadan looming, we've looked at Emirati cuisine because despite us being here in the UAE, there actually aren't that many places where you can taste the authentic dishes of the region. So we've met some of the key people who are producing, the chefs, people who are sourcing the ingredients and even bringing together new twists on old classics. So we've got a fantastic roundup of places where you can go and try some of these dishes and also how you can make them at home if you're feeling a bit brave. Eggs on dates, for instance.
Eggs on dates?
Yes.
Is that like you go on a date and you have eggs?
Or two eggs go on a date.
Emirati dating culture.
That's right. So there's a fantastic place in Bastakir called Local House where you can try camel burger.
Mm.
Wow.
If you're that way inclined. Have you ever tried camel meat, either of you?
No, I haven't. No. Nope.
It's almost like a mixture almost of between red and white meat. So it's not particularly tasteful, but it works well in a burger. Bizarrely.
Okay.
And what about camel milk? Have you ever tried
it? Yes. Yeah, I like it.
Really? What have you had it in?
In chocolate. Yes,
of course. Fair enough.
And it's quite rich, but it's good. Yeah, it's nice.
Bari Bar in the Madinat, they do a fantastic camel milk mocktail, which I always think is quite a nice one when you've got guests in town. You can go there and look at the lovely Abras and the view of the Burj Al Arab and try a camel milk mocktail. Mm. Just a little touristy thing.
Mm, very good.
So Kalmajan at Waffies is a great one. Emirati and more, as you'd expect. Emirati and more food.
I like Kalmajan, and it's one of these places, I think, that is hidden away, literally is
it's
hidden away,
brilliant.
Isn't it? It's at Waffy, and you go down beneath Waffy to Kalmajan
and
souk.
It's beautiful. It's like a double height ceiling, and it's got a kind of a marketplace vibe about it. Mm. Really, really popular in the evenings, and a great place for iftars. There's all sorts of
really,
different cuisines.
Really, really good. And the food in that little central atrium there, I think it's Moroccan, just delightful. The food there is excellent.
Absolutely lovely. And down at Festival City, Al Fanar is a really excellent one, both if you've been here for a while and want to try it, or again if you've got guests in town, because they've set up like a mock Bedouin village, and it's the only 100% Emirati restaurant in Dubai. So everything you get is as authentic as you'd find.
And are these places Emirati owned?
Some of them are. Some of them have Emirati chefs, some of them have Emirati owners, but I think the education side is what's really been drilled into people who are eating there and the people that are serving. I mean, even Sheikh Maktoum himself has given Al Fanar his royal seal of approval.
Wow.
So you know, big wow. big thumbs up. So if you do want to try Emirati cuisine, Al Fanar at Vassal City should really be your first port of call, because you'll see the huge range of Emirati dishes on offer. And some of them you'll be quite familiar with, and then some will just be a completely, you know, wave of fresh air and a really interesting take on the Middle Eastern food you may be eating here for years. So, and a great time for Ramadan as well.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to do a really traditional iftar, go to the Cultural Understanding Centre. They do a really lovely iftar where you get lots of educational talks as well.
So. Exactly, lots to enjoy. And, you know, take that time to go down to the creek area and have a look. I know it's kind of, it's quite humid at the moment. If you go down later at night and just take in that atmosphere and have a walk around in Bastakir, and you've got the Sheikh Mohammed Culture of Understanding, you've got many other little, the galleries are there, and there'll be lots of talks and lots of special sort of workshops and things. So lots to enjoy during the holy month.
And lots of Emirati art that can be found down in Bastakir as well, which is a really, really exciting time, in fact, in the art world for Emirati and beyond. So, yes, embrace.
Excellent.
As the holy month is upon us.
That's right. And coming up later in the show, we have a special report from Tristan Mulhall, who has been out there looking for the iftars this coming Ramadan. So listen out for that if you're wondering where to go during the holy month. So looking at your eating out section here, always full, ram-packed, Helen.
Always full and full of photographs that make me go, oh, I want to eat that again.
Well, George and I have been on a diet this week. So
how's that going?
Yeah, it's gone well, actually.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Well, it has
good.
For me.
It's, again, Suzanne beat me.
No!
honestly, I don't know what's going on.
What's the diet? What are you trying to do? Or what are you eating?
We're working with Health Trends, which are, they're down at the Dubai World Trade Center, and it's they deliver every day your full meal for the for the next day. So
great.
It's your breakfast, lunch and dinner, and lots of snacks in between, and there's a lot of snacks. So yeah, it's a fixed diet, and it's tailored to you. So for me, I've put on 5 kilos since Christmas. So I was surprised about
good
that.
Good work, George.
Well, surprised-ish. I kind of suspected.
He's put a bit more on since he's done this diet.
Honestly, what can I say?
I'm sure it's all muscle, and muscle weighs more than fat. George.
I have lost muscle, so I've been working out every day as I always do. I love the gym, going to the gym, doing loads of interval training, trying to burn the fat on this fixed 1,700 calorie a day
diet.
Not
a lot.
No,
for
it's
a man,
not.
No.
For a big man like me.
Mm-hmm. A growing lad.
I've lost muscle and put on fat. Delighted.
Yes, absolutely. Must be some kind of scientific anomaly.
Only a little bit.
So my percentage of body fat has gone up almost a whole percent in the last week.
So the key to this diet is about eating little and often.
Ignoring
is that
it and just going to the shops and getting what you want.
George, I've got to ask you seriously, are you eating what comes in the package and then what you'd eat normally on top of that? Because
no,
that's not the main idea.
He's followed it absolutely to the T. I've cheated a little bit, but I've lost a bit. So I've lost a little bit of fat, and I've put on a little bit on the muscle, which is the way it should be. So I don't know. But anyway, we're going to get Lovely, the nutritionist, on the phone later on to get her take on what's going on with
this. Get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
Well, guys, one thing you probably shouldn't be eating is the Mahiki truffle eggy bread.
Mm. Oh, mm-hmm. Hold that thought. We'll be back with you in just a moment.